Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissists podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Outsmart a Narcissist: Use Emotional Intelligence to Regain Control at Home, at Work, and in Life by Aaron Leonard is a practical psychology and self-help guide for people dealing with narcissistic behavior in intimate, family, workplace, and co-parenting relationships. Leonard, a psychotherapist and attachment expert, focuses on a counterintuitive problem. The emotional strengths that support healthy relationships can become liabilities when the other person uses empathy, trust, compromise, and conflict resolution as openings for control. The book does not present emotional intelligence as simple kindness or patience. Instead, it reframes it as disciplined perception, emotional regulation, boundary setting, and strategic communication. Its purpose is to help readers identify manipulative patterns, reduce confusion after destabilizing interactions, and regain a sense of agency without becoming reactive or cruel. The book sits in the relationship recovery category, but its distinctive emphasis is on using relational insight more selectively rather than abandoning empathy altogether. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why ordinary emotional intelligence can become a vulnerability with narcissistic behavior. A central idea in the book is that traits commonly praised in emotionally healthy people can be exploited in relationships marked by narcissistic behavior. Empathy, willingness to repair conflict, openness to another viewpoint, and trust in good intentions usually help preserve connection. With a narcissistic person, however, these same traits may encourage repeated accommodation after blame shifting, denial, or emotional provocation. Wannert's framing is important because it avoids telling readers that empathy is the problem. The problem is using empathy without discernment when the other party does not reciprocate accountability. This distinction gives the book a more nuanced position than simple advice to be tougher. It suggests that emotionally intelligent people often stay engaged because they assume misunderstandings can be resolved through reason and care. Narcissistic dynamics can turn that assumption against them by drawing them into explanations, apologies, and negotiations that never produce stable change. The practical implication is that emotional intelligence must include pattern recognition. A reader is encouraged to ask not only what the other person feels, but also whether the interaction repeatedly erodes clarity, safety, and self-trust. Secondly, recognizing manipulation as a pattern rather than an isolated conflict. The book emphasizes that narcissistic behavior is difficult to manage when each incident is treated as a separate misunderstanding. A single argument, insult, reversal of blame, or sudden withdrawal can be rationalized. Repeated together, these behaviors form a pattern that creates confusion and emotional exhaustion. Leonard's approach encourages readers to look for consistency across situations, whether the person accepts responsibility, respects limits, repairs harm, and responds proportionately when challenged. This matters because people with strong relational instincts often focus on the immediate emotional crisis and overlook the larger sequence. The book's value lies in moving the reader from moment-by-moment defense to broader analysis. Or if someone repeatedly idealizes, criticizes, destabilizes, and then demands renewed trust, the issue is not merely poor communication. It is a relational structure that keeps the other person off balance. By naming manipulation as a recurring mechanism, the reader can reduce the impulse to overexplain or prove innocence. The goal is not casual diagnosis. It is practical identification of behaviors that make ordinary cooperation ineffective and require a different strategy. Thirdly, using emotional control and boundaries as strategic protection. Leonard presents boundaries not as dramatic ultimatums, but as practical limits that protect a person from being pulled into emotional chaos. In narcissistic dynamics, reactions can become fuel for further conflict. Anger may be reframed as instability, sadness may be used to demand compliance, and long explanations may create new material for distortion. The book therefore treats emotional regulation as a form of leverage. If the reader can pause, limit disclosure, and respond with clarity, the narcissistic person has fewer opportunities to redirect the interaction. This does not mean suppressing emotion or pretending not to be harmed. It means separating private emotional processing from public engagement with someone who may misuse vulnerability. The boundary work described by the book is closely tied to realistic expectations. A boundary is not designed to make the other person understand or become fair. It defines what the reader will participate in, what topics are open to discussion, and when an interaction should end. This makes the advice practical for readers who cannot immediately leave a relationship, job, or co-parenting arrangement. Fourthly, adapting responses across home, work, family, and co-parenting situations. One of the book's practical strengths is its attention to different settings where narcissistic behavior may appear. Advice that works for a former friend may not be possible with a manager, spouse, parent, sibling, or co-parent. Leonard's framework recognizes that proximity, dependency, shared responsibilities, and power differences change the available options. In the workplace, the priority may be documentation, professional restraint, and avoiding unnecessary personal disclosure. In family systems, the challenge may involve guilt, long-standing roles, and pressure from relatives to smooth things over. In co-parenting or divorce contexts, the reader may need predictable communication practices and a focus on protecting children from conflict without expecting emotional cooperation from the other adult. This situational approach helps prevent generic advice from becoming unrealistic. The book's underlying message is that outsmarting a narcissist is not about winning every exchange. It is about choosing responses that fit the environment and reduce exposure to manipulation. By separating context from emotion, readers can make decisions based on risk, responsibility, and long-term stability rather than on the immediate pressure to appease or retaliate. Lastly, recovering self-trust after repeated invalidation and confusion, beyond tactics for difficult interactions. The book addresses the psychological aftermath of narcissistic behavior. People who have been repeatedly blamed, contradicted, or emotionally destabilized often lose confidence in their own perceptions. They may wonder whether they are too sensitive, unfair, or responsible for repairing every rupture. Leonard's emphasis on emotional intelligence helps here because recovery is not framed as becoming suspicious of everyone. Instead, it involves rebuilding discernment, noticing how a relationship affects one's clarity, autonomy, and sense of reality. This recovery dimension is important because manipulation often persists through internalized doubt even after the immediate interaction ends. A reader may know intellectually that a pattern is harmful while still feeling compelled to explain, rescue, or seek validation from the person causing harm. The book encourages shifting attention back to self-protection, growth, and healthier relationships where empathy is reciprocated. Its contribution is not only to describe narcissistic tactics, but also to help emotionally responsive readers stop confusing endurance with compassion. Healing requires preserving the capacity for connection while refusing to let that capacity be used as a point of control. In conclusion, How to Outsmart a Narcissist is best suited for readers who regularly leave interactions feeling confused, guilty, destabilized, or pressured to repair conflicts that never truly resolve. It is especially relevant for people who consider themselves empathetic, cooperative, and emotionally aware, because the book directly addresses how those strengths can be misused in relationships with narcissistic dynamics. Readers looking for a clinical textbook on narcissistic personality disorder may find its focus more practical than diagnostic, but that is also part of its usefulness. It is designed for applying judgment in everyday situations rather than labeling people from a distance. The practical benefit is a clearer method for recognizing patterns, controlling reactions, setting boundaries, and adapting responses across home, work, family, and co-parenting contexts. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of emotional intelligence as discernment rather than unconditional understanding. Compared with many books in the narcissism recovery category, Leonard's work stands out by avoiding a simple opposition between empathy and strength. It does not ask readers to become cold or combative. Instead, it shows how empathy, perspective taking, and self-control need limits when reciprocity is absent. That balance makes the book valuable for readers who want protection without losing their capacity for healthy connection. If you would like to support Aaron Leonard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.